Alrighty, welcome back to the show. Great to catch up with Katrina Thomas there. Fantastic to see the Surfing for Farmers taking out that team award, and good to have a representation from Southland Rural Support Trust up there at the Primary Industries Conference up in Christchurch. All right, my next guest is Poppy Harding. She is one of the catchment coordinators from Thriving Southland. Poppy, good afternoon. Welcome to the muster. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andy. I'm well, thank you.
A very busy day, obviously, prepping or planning for tomorrow between the Domes catchment group. You've got a climate discussion, you've got a community solution, all happening at the Lumsden Memorial Hall tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. We are very, very excited. We've got a great event happening tomorrow night in Lumsden. So, as you said, the Between the Domes catchment group's midwinter event. Two fantastic speakers lined up. We've got Keith Woodford, and he's going to be sharing some wisdom around greenhouse gases and agricultural systems. And then we've got Dr. Murray Pfeiffer from the Southland Charity Hospital, and he is going to be sharing the story of how the hospital is coming to be.
Yeah, well, as we said, Dr. Keith Woodford, and this climate discussion is a real issue, and I think it's fantastic that you've got him there, because as much as we talk about it, and I get to talk about it a lot, I'd actually really like to come along, because I actually don't understand it very much at all, you know, and I think all of us, a lot of us are in the same boat, aren't we?
Yeah, that's it. And if catchment groups can shed a little bit of light on that situation, then it's a really great thing.
Exactly. Why is the, I mean, I understand the climate discussion. I understand between the Domes catchment group facilitating a discussion like this. But why have you come in with the join up with the Southland Charity Hospital?
Yeah, it's actually a really neat link. I mean, the Southland Charity Hospital came about because local people realised there was this need. And so basically they brought the community together and they took matters into their own hands to come up with a solution to the problem. And that's what catchment groups are doing all over Southland at the moment. You know, they're faced with challenges in their own backyards and they're coming up with the solutions to fix them themselves.
Not waiting for government to come in and do the handout.
No, that's it. It's about defining your own pathway forward and just taking the bull by the horns and getting some stuff done.
All right. So the evening itself, as I said, 7:30 in the Lumsden Memorial Hall. That's tomorrow night. What do people need to do? Just come along.
Yeah, look, we really encourage everyone to come along. Bring a friend, bring your neighbour. It's free to attend. Like you say, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, 8th of July, Lumsden Memorial Hall. Show up. And just, yeah, a night to enjoy.
All right, it's going to be a great night. I've been to an event for Between the Domes catchment group 3 or 4 years ago. Really, really enjoyed it. Probably, I don't know whether it was early on in their time frame or not, but got to go around on a farm and have a look and enjoyed the discussion. What have you guys been up to other than that? What sort of things, you know, what sort of progress are you making?
Oh, look, there's some awesome stuff happening, and the Between the Domes catchment group, they're really gaining some fantastic momentum. At the moment, there's two projects in the pipeline, and one of those is around setting up a system for Northern Southland to get bale wrap off a farm and to a recycling facility in a way that's really easy and affordable for farmers. And the other one is a wetland project in conjunction with NIWA. And that's around identifying different areas and, you know, tile drains or different particular facets of the catchment where wetlands would be a really good solution for capturing nutrients. So some really cool projects and events going on in the area.
I'm really interested in this bale wrap one because I have a personal hate of bale wrap. I'm not a big fan of bales per se. I was always more of a pit silage person and thought, you know, you got less wastage with that, and I have this real aversion to it. Is this, and I know that's been a real bugbear and a real problem, and I very much understand why a lot of people, you know, choose to go bales over pit silage for practicality and all that sort of stuff. Don't come at me with a whole lot of abuse. I do get it, but it's been a problem for a long time. Is this a solution that could be scaled up, or is it something that's particular for the catchment group Between the Domes?
Yeah, that's exactly our hope. We're hoping that this system that we set up will be a pilot, and if it goes well, fingers crossed, that we can then replicate it in other areas of Southland.
Well, that would be a fantastic one. We'll keep a very close eye on that. Poppy Harding, Catchment Group Coordinator for Between the Domes, or part of the Thriving Southland Group. Thanks so much. And also, just quickly, I've just printed out your latest newsletter. If someone wants, and it's fantastic, as always, if someone wants to get that newsletter, do they just go, where do they go, onto the website, onto the Facebook page and subscribe? How do they do that?
Yeah, look, if you head along to thrivingsouthland.co.nz, there's a subscribe button. You can just pop your name and your email address in there, and those newsletters will fly to you each month.
Yeah, they are. And honestly, it's one of, like, you know, I know our inboxes do get absolutely pummeled with stuff, but this is very, very well written, very easy to read, professionally done, absolutely. So it's one I do look forward to, and it's got some really good stuff on it. Poppy, thanks so much for your time. Just where and when again, just for this meeting tomorrow night?
Yep, so tomorrow night, Thursday the 8th of July, 7:30 p.m, Lumsden Memorial Hall. Just turn up, bring a friend.
All right, climate discussion with Keith Woodford, and also the Community Solutions Southland Charity Hospital with Dr. Murray Pfeiffer. Sounds like a great night. All right, thanks for your time. Talk to you again.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, after the break, get along to that. That should be really good. And I do mean it. That Thriving Southland newsletter is fantastic. Get along to that. Looking for something to do tomorrow night in Lumsden, 7:30. Also, we're going to catch up with Russell Welsh after the break. Haven't checked in with him for a wee while. Love your thoughts, feedback, 5009, send me a text. I see you're